Driving to West Virginia on my father's birthday. Other than the rivulets of ice still clinging to the cool side of the hollow, to the cracks in the bone-white scabs of limestone, the Alleghenies in April seem so animate, the spreading, irregular crowns of redbud, dogwood, the infant green of oak and birch, the Dallas grass gangly and collapsing over itself, their purple-green spikelets coarse and bead-like, the way my father's mustache felt, akin to the way one sees the color of the goldfinch in the shrub line, but never the shape of it, only a citrine flittering wing catching light in the periphery before it's absolutely gone. I think 8 years ago I was supposed to call my father and didn't. Or maybe I think he's driving home from Augusta to Kaiser, of the pooled threads in the tweed car seats, how his pastel yellow button down had rumpled at the elbows, the fine near black hairs skimming as he slants his head slightly. Late evening meandering through the rolled down windows. Albeit no place for an elegy in the spindling lowland pasture beyond the Hampshire County trough, the air sweet with May apple and the earthen pangs of cattle manure, a tawny hawk drifting over Mill Creek Mountain, weightless as a tatter of gray paper or petals in the hand of a daughter.